I watched your film. It's a lovely film. It's very poetical, in fact. Could you tell me how you came about making this film? What your filmic background is?
Yeah, so I studied film and television at Swinburne University, and so I had the chance to experiment with some of the form and personal experiences there. The idea for this film was actually first conceived when I found out I was I had some form of vision impairment and had to start making adjustments in the way I live my life and considered my career and practice.
Being a filmmaker and starting to lose your sight would be a real drawback.
Yeah, absolutely. Quite confronting to be faced with kind of losing something that was very defining. And that kind of that thread of the film tied in with the grief and loss of my mother, which also happened in the last few years and prompted bringing this thread of loss together in one place to make a kind of weave those things together in a united experience of dealing with loss.
It's a fabulously intense film. It's very personal, as you say, and it's also very poetic because I was thinking about how you created the narrative in it and the structure of it, because it's a perfectly formed piece and it's very affecting, but it's very fluid as well. It's a very interesting method of making a film.
Yeah, definitely was I guess trying to experiment with a different approach, a different way of telling a story. PTSD and kind of dealing with grief and loss and trauma was kind of at the heart of the approach for the film, especially in kind of going between these different spaces in someone's mind. That was, kind of a big motivation for the solidity of the way things cut together and move between scenes and move between reality and, like an imagined reality.
But also memory too. You fuse thoughts, the real, and memory, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, kind of dealing with the themes of grief and loss and reconciling kind of where we've essentially come from in the form of a mother, trying to find those kind of key textual moments in our memory, like when we're kind of 1 or 2 years old, we can't really remember anything from those ages, but maybe we remember what it felt like to be held or what it felt like to have a particular sensation. I was kind of just trying to capture that feeling of holding on to a small slice of the memory and what that felt like to think back to it and reflect back to it.
The other thing you do, which is really interesting, because I mean, I've got to remember that this is only 10 minutes long, but it's a perfect piece. You do this other thing that's interesting, which is you look at screens, you use screens and the shape of the fish tank, that square, the rectangular shape. This is important in the film, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's well, there wasn't a necessarily there wasn't an intentional just with the squares for there to be a kind of direct match between the tank and the screen. I guess that's a happy coincidence. It was the screen's definitely something that's very familiar and comfortable to us. And a very basic way of understanding that your sight is compromised. Like when I realized my vision was starting to deteriorate, it was we just went on watching a film, like all film lovers.
Well, actually, the other thing is that shooting a film using water in the way that you do is actually quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a huge logistical challenge. And yeah, obviously dealing with like temperature, and we were shooting in like the middle of winter, and we had to shoot the tank outside. So yeah, we did get rained out one day on set, and we did have, it was myself and also my younger brother who plays the double in the film, who's also an actor. And yeah, it was difficult to deal with, the water. Just the water is cold, and you can't spend too long in there. So yeah, that was definitely a bit of a challenge.
Well, it looks beautiful. It's quite a remarkable. The fact that this film is in the other film festival is an interesting thing too. It's important, isn't it, this kind of festival?
Yeah, like I'm very grateful to have the chance to screen at the other film festival, and I guess be part of that conversation around both vision impairment and also grappling with or living with a kind of disability of some form. It's been very nice to be invited into that space, and to have that space to tell those stories and kind of share that stage in a way, or screen with other filmmakers who've all had different lived experiences. I do think it's really incredible that this film is, carving out that room to just have conversations that reflect that part of our society. And, yeah, I'm really chuffed.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it, that you're part of a community that you didn't know you were part of?
Yeah, absolutely. That has been very much on my mind lately, and the festival being a big part of that is, yeah, I've just been plodding along, making do with what I could, and trying to overcome, these kinds of series of challenges, as a kind of barrier to creating art, and then suddenly to kind of be in this space where realizing you're not the only, there is a community here. And yeah, that has been really interesting and really, really nice as well. And I'm learning a lot from other members of the community.
I think that people think in general that people with disability are not creative beings. For some reason or other, everybody that's other is considered to be less. But that's not the case, is it?
No, absolutely not. In my own practice, I've kind of always worked with people that have very different perspectives to their creativity, and I do think, disability in the same way just contributes to a different lived experience and a different way of telling stories. Completely disagree. I do think everyone with their own kind of unique lived experience can tell unique stories that make up the kind of tapestry of art in this country and internationally.
A different way of being human.
Yeah, a different way of being human and seeing the world.